Hi, I'm Bali, and welcome to the Dietitian Frequency. Bo, 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 bo. I don't know why I like saying bo, bo, bo. Oh, sometimes my Leo energy just comes flying out of nowhere. But I'm back again. I'm flying solo for the most loved segment of our podcast, which we call the mini episodes, the Nutrition Nugget of the Week. This week, again, I'm bringing you a very popular question that I get a lot of people, you know, I don't know. I have even this diagram that I draw to explain this concept. But obviously, I will have to sort of narrate it without you seeing what I'm explaining. But let us just try. So many people always ask me, which one is better? Or is it low-fat milk or full cream milk? Or skim milk, or other people say skim milk is full of sugar. Now, all right, that's fine. Let me explain this to you. So when they are milking a cow, and this is literally, please don't come for me that I'm trying to be what's the word? I'm not trying to explain as if I'm explaining to a six-year-old. But I am, but I'm not. So when they milk a cow, now they've got milk, right? It's milk directly from a cow. They pasteurize that milk. Pasteurization is a process where they are now killing bacteria in the milk. Once they've done that, now let's say they've got, 800 mils? No, 600 mils of milk, right? Once they've done that, then they divide the milk, so spin it, so that the casein, which is the creamy part of the fat, so which is the creamy part of the milk, you know, separates from the whey. Whey is the liquid part of milk. In Zulu, we call it umlaza. So they separate the two. Then they take the whey, the liquid part of the milk, divide it into three containers. Container one, container two, container three. So now they divide it equally, you know, to those three containers. All right. So now they've divided it. And remember, they still have that fat or the casein that was separated. Then they take the casein. Then they retain 0.5% of the casein into container one. They retain 1 to 2% of the casein into container two. Remember, the casein is a fat. Then they return 3.5% of fat into container three. You can call it in percentage, or it's 0.5 grams per 100 mil. It's 1 to 2 grams per 100 mil, or it's 3.5 grams per 100 mil. Now, I've got these three containers. Container one has this 0.5% of fat. Container two has this 1 to 2%. In South Africa, it's usually 2% of fat, and then container three has now this 3.5% of fat. This one then will go on to be: container one is your skim milk, your fat-free milk. Container two will be your low-fat milk, and then container three will be your full cream milk. And then, shut up, off. They put it in and shelf. Decide whether to heat it up as UHT, so they put it in a box, or keep it as fresh milk, or do whatever they want to do. But there is no point in milk from being milked or from the cow to your shelf where sugar is added. I'm not talking about flavored milk. I'm talking about normal cow's milk that we usually use and put in our cereal. There's no point. The reason why your skim milk, which is our fat-free milk, and low-fat milk, they taste sweet, is because in terms of proportion, when you reduce the total fat, the potency of the lactose, the natural sugar found in milk, comes alive and becomes more potent, becomes more sweeter. It feels like sweeter because lactose in itself, as a carbohydrate found in milk or a sugar found naturally in milk, is sweet. And as the fat content goes up to make full cream milk, the coating that we feel where we don't feel the sweetness comes from the fact that there is higher fat. That's that. So there is no sugar added. I'm going to repeat, there's no sugar added. Now, if then you want to know, okay, all right, there's no sugar added, but then which milk should I drink? Now, it becomes a matter of taste preference. Because you could include full cream milk into your daily diet, you know, if that's what you want to do, you could. There's nothing wrong with that. Or you can do low fat, or you can do fat, you can do fat free. And we also know that the higher the fat content, means that there is higher saturated fat, because fat from milk, the part that we, the type of fat we're talking about from milk is called saturated fat, which usually people term the bad fat. It's not the bad fat, it's animal fat. But you do have to limit that. So if that's your diet plan based on disease presence or what you're trying to prevent, heart and heart related diseases, sometimes you talk about limiting your saturated fat, then you would rather have low fat milk or even fat free. The second thing perhaps is if you are on a very, not even very, but like if you are in a calorie restricted type of a diet for whatever reason, maybe it's weight loss or something like that, then you will be on a low fat or skim milk. So that is just that. There's no sugar added in your cow's milk at all. At all, unless it's flavored milk, then yes. But if it's just normal cow's milk, there's no sugar. So choose what you want, full cream, low fat, fat free, depending on what you're looking for, calories and all of that. But let's not make sugar as an excuse, because there's no sugar added. So that's that, the nutrition nugget of the week, and catch you again in the next episode. Bye.